This is a demonstration of FlipCrimac.
Again, my guest is Laura Barton Vealey, and we have been talking about Laura's early days as a athlete and as a budding artist. And so welcome back, Laura, and let's see if
Thank
we can
you.
Continue.
Okay.
So you were in high school in Ewing and playing sports and successfully, it sounds like, participating
in art in school. This is a demonstration of FlipCrimac.
And then what happened after high school?
I went to Moravian College in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm. And majored in what?
Majored in art.
Good.
Yeah. At first, I thought I wanted to be a doctor because
mm-hmm.
the sciences really interested me.
Right.
But the thought of 12-plus years of schooling for that is just crazy.
Because, yeah, yeah.
of course, you couldn't just be, you know, you had
yeah.
to be a specialist. You
Correct,
know?
Right.
My mother used to say, my daughter, the brain surgeon.
This is a demonstration
yeah.
of FlipCrimac. So,
with your daughter, the artist and athlete. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. And I could play hockey there and be an art major.
Good.
Which I really liked, and it was a small community.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful campus.
Right.
And I just loved it there. I loved every single second I was there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you were there for 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Playing field hockey?
Playing field hockey, yeah.
Okay.
I played a ton of intramural sports.
This
there.
Is a demonstration mm-hmm. of FlipCrimac.
And I enjoyed every single one of them.
Right.
You know,
right.
Indoor hockey, indoor soccer, all kinds of racquetball. And, you know,
sure.
I had never seen racquetball in my entire life.
Yeah.
And there it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what were you doing with art in then? How did that advance? I know you were an art major.
Right. Well, it was a lot of experimenting, and, you know, mm-hmm. you have a vast
This is a demonstration
had,
of FlipCrimac.
The wonderful gay ceramist and the, you know,
mm-hmm.
well, maybe he
right.
wasn't gay, but,
yeah.
well, you know,
Who
you
knows?
Know what I mean. I'm just,
yeah,
everybody, it was
oh,
just
sure.
like a big pool of
mm-hmm.
different people
yeah.
that you don't get in Trenton, and
right.
Lots of different ideas and input and
mm-hmm.
Opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Sure.
And sculpture and I had mm-hmm. never
This
done
is a demonstration
before,
of
right.
FlipCrimac.
And just to have other artists there who are on the same track as you and
right, right,
same mindset, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And teachers that were artists, I
right,
would guess.
Exactly,
you know,
working artists
had some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave you a direction towards what you do today.
Yeah, you know what? It was a base for it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a junior, I decided that I wasn't going to be
this
a starting
This is a demonstration
artist.
Of FlipCrimac.
The thing about art school, I think, is they say, okay, you're going to be an artist and you're going to set the world on fire, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's
right.
their job.
Sure.
But the reality of that is pretty slim, you know,
sure.
there's not many people who make it. It's just
right.
like being an NBA star,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
So, but you have to believe that you will, but then
yeah.
So I got an internship with an ad agency.
Mm-hmm.
And now
this is a demonstration
mm-hmm.
of FlipCrimac.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I enjoyed that. That was a totally different brain activity, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to be real specific with
right.
setting type and all that.
Yeah.
And then when I graduated from college, I got a job with an ad agency.
Mm. Where was that?
In Wynwood.
Okay.
Yeah. My aunt, who lived in Bryn Mawr at the time, she's a psychotherapist, and she
mm-hmm.
had to do a
This is a demonstration
a month-long
of FlipCrimac.
Retreat kind of thing out in California, and asked me to come and watch her cat for her while
right.
she was gone. I stayed for 4 years.
Got
a job in Wynwood, and that's
yeah,
it.
That's
yeah,
that's a good deal.
Yeah. Then I worked for the Franklin Mint for a bit,
mm-hmm.
and another ad agency in media.
Were you using your art talents in those
kind
jobs?
Of, no, you know what? I kind of start.
This is a demonstration
painting.
Of FlipCrimac.
Because I wanted to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it on the side and all.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of wasn't my main focus.
Sure.
But through a series of events, I got back into painting.
Mm.
And mostly because it was such a nurturing part of my
sure.
being, I guess. I needed
yeah.
to paint in order
mm-hmm.
to feel whole.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Well, what about sports in those years?
Oh, I played. I've never stopped playing.
Okay. Were you playing organized hockey all through that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where were you playing then?
There's a Philadelphia Field Hockey League.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, there were four divisions, and there were 10 to 12 teams in each division. That's a lot of women hockey players.
Boy, that's for sure.
You know? And
this is a demonstration
for a team,
of Flip for Mac.
Saturday AM, mm-hmm. And I still play for them. And I used to be the youngest on the team.
Yeah.
Now I'm the third oldest.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, and each year I think, well, maybe this will be my last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep up with these 24-year-olds, you know. I'm thinking, well,
still able to do it.
I'm still scoring goals, so
yeah.
I figure, well.
Yeah. Have you had any injuries?
Oh, yeah.
Major?
I broke my shin one time.
Ooh.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That was the worst. I used to get black eyes every year.
Mm.
But then they changed the rules a little.
Do you guys wear mouth guards?
We do. It's mandatory.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and shin pads.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think I was a referee for 19 years, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And I just
For hockey?
For hockey and lacrosse.
Oh, okay.
Women's lacrosse.
Mm.
And I just recently resigned from doing that to focus on my art.
Mm-hmm. This is a demonstration of Flip
business.
For Mac.
And where was I going with this? So I think what happened is the girls in lacrosse started wearing eyewear, goggles.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know. And then I think I haven't reffed now in 3 years for field hockey, and I think mm-hmm. they've brought that into field hockey as well.
Kind of makes sense when you're slinging a stick around. You know.
Well, you would think
this
so, but I think
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Oh, you do?
Mac.
Why?
Yeah. I kind of think it promotes bad behavior. You know?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I
hadn't
thought of
that.
You know,
if you're wearing something protective like that,
somebody
it kind of makes
you
more reckless.
Yeah.
However, the refs do a great job in keeping mm-hmm. everything under control, but mm-hmm. I just think you're not allowed to really throw the stick up in the air like that.
Right. Is that a penalty?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know it is in ice hockey. I wasn't mm-hmm. sure field hockey.
Yeah, you have to really be in control.
Mm-hmm.
This is a demonstration of
Flip
for Mac.
So how often are you playing hockey now?
I used to play 3 to 4 seasons a year, almost all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm pretty much just the fall.
Just the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And what would that be, 1 game a week or 2
Yeah,
days?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday? That sounds doable.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, when we were younger, it's way more intense, and we used to do a lot of tournaments, and we used to travel this, and
mm-hmm.
and now you kind of move on a little bit, but you don't want to give
this
up.
This is a demonstration,
you know,
Flip for Mac.
So it's not as focused, but.
Well, where are these games for the most part?
Mostly just in this area. Like, our field is at Plymouth Meeting, mm-hmm. Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So we'll go up to Christopher Dock, or we'll go down to. Or even at Westchester, mm-hmm. there's a team in Westchester.
Right.
So you're never traveling more than 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what about the art? Tell me. Well,
me.
How this
is
this,
a demonstration
graphic design
of Flip for Mac.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, when I was freelancing, like kind of a permanent freelancer, I started getting jobs on my own, and and that started taking up more time. Than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from working 5 days a week as a permanent freelancer for somebody to 4 days, to 3 days, to 2 days, and then I just said, you know what, I can do this on my own.
Sure.
This is a demonstration
of Flip
for Mac.
89.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
And you work out of your house?
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. So those of you out there in radio land that need a good graphic designer, Laura Barton Vealey.
Logos are us.
Logos are us, yeah. So, well, let's go back to the painting. Now, I know that, you know, I've seen your paintings. I've mm-hmm. seen some of your paintings, and I've attended different exhibits of your paintings.
Right, yeah,
and,
many.
And I really like your paintings.
This is a demonstration of Flip for
Mac. How is that going as far as selling your paintings? And you sound like you're satisfied with it. I mean,
well, it can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, this economy is not the best
right.
for anyone, let alone for an artist trying to convince someone that they need a piece of art for their wall.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are people
this
out there
is a demonstration
still buying, and everybody still
Mac.
Loves to look.
Mm-hmm.
And you can scrape up a couple $100, you know, every if you really want something bad enough.
Yeah, that's true.
And no matter the economy or my job load or whatever, I need to paint.
Right.
You know,
right. Yeah, it sounds like it's part of your life.
Yeah,
no
it's
question.
An outlet. It's it's part of me. So
yeah, yeah.
This is a demonstration.
Whether somebody buys it or not.
Well, they're still there, you know,
yeah.
Waiting for that that sale.
Right, right. I've gotten a few commissions lately, so that's nice.
Good. Do you have any shows coming up?
Mm-hmm.